So, Stan, question. Did you pick up any of the new Transformer Prime toys?
Actually, yes, I did. I believe I got Wheeljack, and unbelievably, I did get Cliffjumper. And you know what? I like Wheeljack a lot, and Cliffjumper, I don't hate it as much as I thought it would.
Yeah, that's cool. I did pick up one myself. By some miraculous miracle, I actually picked up Soundwave.
Lucky bastard.
Oh yeah, it's well worth looking for. By the way, everything about him, it's like it really is something like a figure. Like it looks like they wanted to do it during the first edition figures.
Oh, what was that?
Oh, a mic! Okay, Doki Loki, so what is this?
This is the Plastic Joint Plastycast, and you are?
Oh, I'm Pinkie Pie, but everybody calls me Pinkie Pie, and I put Cranky Doodle inside the closet. And I'm gonna close it. Yep! Okay, he's gone.
Oh, Lord.
Who are you?
I'm Ramses.
Oh, it's nothing to meet you, Ramsey. I like to meet every little pony, but I don't know. Bad Plastic Cast sounds like a very boring name, but you know what should be a cool name? It's gonna be a Pony Cast!
Could be
My Little Pony.
Until you all shared its magic with me. Big adventure,
tons of fun,
a beautiful heart, faithful and strong,
sharing kindness,
it's an easy feat,
and magic makes it all complete. You have my
Do you know you are my very best friends?
Hi, and this is Deb, aka PKA Kato, and welcome to the Pony Cast. And we have introductions here, so we have Ramses, the Brony Man.
Yo!
Or AKA Iron. And we have our Queen of the Nature, or AKA Fluttershy, Andrea.
Hey, everyone!
Alright, so since it's called the Pony Cast, we're gonna talk about, of course, ponies. So, first things first, our first subject will be My Little Pony G1, or the first generation.
G1.
Yeah, where to start?
Yes. I think my mom said she still has all my old G1 ponies from the 80s and back in her shed somewhere.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I had probably a good couple dozen of them.
Any of them you remember you had?
Oh, gosh. I think it'd be easier just to go down the list of the ones I may not have had. Let me see. I actually have the list up. Let's see. I had Blossom. I had Firefly. I had Twilight. I had Moondancer. We got the mail order one. We got the little baby Ember. We had Posey. We had a whole bunch of different ones. It's just so funny. I mean, there's ones that I could probably go home, dump them out on the floor, and go, oh, I didn't know I had this one.
Yeah, you get that sometimes. Like the same thing with me and G.I. Joe's, where I'm like, wait a minute, I had this guy?
Yeah.
So how about you? So anything else? Anything like you that you wish you had?
More of the Flutter Ponies. I love the Flutter Ponies.
I never got a Flutter Pony in my life. I've got a lot of Earth Ponies and mm-hmm. some of the Unicorns, but it's just I barely remember them. It's just some of them are either donated off, or they're given away, or they're just lost forever inside the black hole of nothingness.
Of life.
Yes.
So, and how about you, Deb? Which ones do you remember having when you were a kid, or you still have, or something or another? Or which ones, which ones will you still stand for on the corner to get them, to get the figures?
Oh my god. I just wish I had a Flutter Pony, but I never really had. I think at that point where I kind of lost interest, or it's just, I know it was one of the. I remember having one of the unicorns. Unfortunately, I didn't knew one of the names because I was way too young to remember. Yeah, I think a lot of my family gave me a lot of ponies for Christmas or birthdays. But I never really, I don't think I really got, like, any merchandise from, like, cups or blankets or something like that.
How about you, Andrea? Have you ever picked up, like, any, like, obscure thing, like a coloring book or a cup or a t-shirt or anything with the name My Little Pony on it?
Recently, no. Not really.
Well, even before, just... like, back in those days, back in the days of G1, back with the old man days, or old woman days.
Not really anything really obscure. I mean, we had the ponies, we had Paradise Estate, and that was pretty much...
Oh, you got Paradise Estate. Oh my God.
I think when I was really little, we had Dream Castle, but I think it ended up being damaged when we moved, and so we got Paradise Estate, so it was really cute.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bless you.
Well, unfortunately, like, for me, it's like, unfortunately for me, like, G1 was just a big blur for me. All I remember about was just making fun of my sisters for having it and then wanting to put M80s on their My Little Ponies.
Really make them fly.
Yeah, I was like, you want to see Moon Dancer fly? Then I'm gonna put this firecracker and see how far they fly. And then the show, it's like it really was just like one ear to the other for me because I was that boy when I was growing up where I was like I would like go in the mud and play with my G.I. Joes and imagine there was trenches and stuff like that. So it's like, so it's like the age for me were like just like a very different period than I am now. So. Any other memories you guys have of My Little Pony, like playing around with him, or just like, you know, anything special, anything at all you guys want to talk about?
Oh my God. I think I remember using one of my ponies and we just pretend to be in, I think it was in a different 80s show called, Lovely Lady Locks. And yes, we kind of used
Lady Lovely Locks. I remember that.
Yeah, and we just use those ponies and pretend they're the horses. Oh my gosh. I used to have the Pixies too, and I'm like, wow. I think that's the only one of the only clear memories I had, and I think the rest were just in the collection or in the toy pile. I just kind of fool around or playing it with my cousins.
Aside from just playing with my older sister, what was this? How old was I when I was doing this? I was like maybe 7 or 8. And I think I had seen the Miss America pageant on TV at one point. And all of a sudden, I started just carting out the ponies and I do Miss Ponyland.
Aww. That's adorable. I think the most... Yeah, definitely most memorable moment was watching the cartoon. So,
yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
That cartoon, like, that's another show I used to make fun of because I was like, when is this over? When is G.I. Joe going to start? that's as much memory I have of My Little Pony G1, the cartoon. But it's funny, I started watching it recently and, like, it was on the recommendation of I forgot the name of this guy, but he is with Comic Alliance, and Chris Sims. He was talking about My Little Pony, and he was talking about he was talking about the movie and how crazy it was, and I started watching like, wow, this is a pretty dark for a girls' cartoon. So, what memories do you guys have of the cartoon?
Oh my gosh. I think I remember, it was part of the My Little Ponytail show.
Yes.
It was, oh my God. Where, when ponies
that.
Live in houses.
remember that because like I remember this. I remember that because it, like Mr. Potato Head had like, had his own show as well.
Oh my God. Potato. Yep. The Potato Head Kids. I remember that.
And like that, that's all I remember because I remember liking that. Then I left during My Little Pony.
Wow.
Anyway, go on.
But yeah, I remember the one episode. I'm probably gonna mention it later on the later subject. It's I remember the episode of the Great Lemonade Stand War. You know, all the boy ponies. It's like, hey, if they could make money out of lemonade, we could make our own stand. And it kind of went on a war with that. I remember a couple of episodes. I remember it was with I believe a character named Megan. I think that was the little name. Yeah, yes. I remember episodes with that, and some of the episodes that were dark, and I'm like, wow, this is kind of terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, yeah, you know, for little girls. I mean, they were, like, dark villains, and they want to do this stuff with ponies, and I'm like, whoa. I'm just like, oh, wow.
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about.
Yeah, just kidnapping baby ponies or kidnapping the unicorns or destroying the land and all this stuff, and I'm like, wow.
Hold on, okay, let's back up here for a bit. Let me tell you how shocking this is for me to listen to this.
Okay,
G.I. Joe. Most of the time on G.I. Joe, you had Cobra Commander try to take over the world, and he's just like, he's like the most utterly, like, he's just a buffoon most of the time wearing a mask. Megatron had like a scheme every week about trying to take Energon from planet Earth and taking it back to Cybertron. Some sort of weird scheme by having some sort of weird robot, which is like a robot riding a robot. What the fuck is that? And that's pretty tame and mild. And then you start going to like the girls' cartoons, like My Little Pony, and how like you got this bad guy who's trying to abduct babies and stuff like that. Like, and then you got Jem, like you got this like really evil like. Oh my God! Like, now upon further inspection, those girls' cartoons have some balls.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Definitely. Oh gosh. I think part of the G1 I actually really remember was I actually watched the game. It was the first movie. Yeah, the one with the witches and the Smoos.
And
everything was just going crazy. Oh yeah, Danny DeVito was in it.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. And yeah, I totally remember when Spike was no longer it wasn't purple, it was pink for some odd color choice for a character, and I'm like, oh God, I thought it was purple all this time. But yeah, it was just crazy, intense stuff in the movie, so.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Like I said, it's those movies, they amped up everything, and just like, it seems like, even from hearing your account, it's like, they didn't even show no mercy with the girls' cartoons also.
Yeah.
It's like, If this is bad, I don't want to see how, like, something like, you know, Strawberry Shortcake was.
I kind of remember what episode. It was much more, I guess, kiddie-ish, but...
Yeah, it was a lot more kiddified.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, My Little Pony stuff, the TV show, it depended, because I know they broke up the movies into like multi-part episodes, and then but the typical My Little Pony Tales was kind of like a precursor to Friendship is Magic, where it was kind of a day-to-day, you know, ponies get into misadventures type deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something I'm more used to. I was like, oh, it's cute ponies doing cute things. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, it was kind of crudely animated. It was kind of weirding me out sometimes back in those days.
Okay. I guess we'll could move on to Friendship is Magic. So, wow. Yeah, this is All right, big subject. All right. So what are you guys' thoughts of Friendship is Magic?
Fun show.
Well, I guess the show. We could start off with that.
Oh, I love the show. I love the show so much. But you know what, ladies first, why don't you ladies take over?
Yeah,
why don't we break it down by season first? Off by season by season, and let's start off by saying, which was your favorite episode of season one?
God. Oh, wow.
I actually need to double check the titles on the season one, because I didn't really watch a lot of the season one unless I saw some on demand that I went, ooh, I will watch this, and then I just watched them randomly.
I think my favorite episode. Sorry. There were so many episodes that were so good, and some were just so kind of random. I think my favorite episode was "Suited for Success," when Rarity was trying to make all the dresses for all of her friends.
Wow. And,
yeah, I think that was the episode that kind of I could relate, because since I make costumes, so
yeah,
so I'm like, oh, Rarity, I kind of feel your pain. So that's always like the one episode I occasionally play or listen to.
So like I said, like, for me, the show was very different. Like, I remember watching a show, like, my friend, like, I thought people were just joshing me at first. I was like, why are people making such a big deal about My Little Pony? And then, like, I started watching and I'm like, holy shit, it's actually a really good show. Really, really, really good show. So, and then it began with that first parter, those first two parters, where it's like, it establishes the mythos of My Little Pony. So what did you guys thought of adding that mythos of the series into the series?
Oh, I thought it was good. It's a good way to give it something of a continuity, because from there you don't, it's not really tied in again until the Halloween episode where Luna Eclipse, where Princess Luna comes back.
Oh.
I like that one.
Yeah. Go on.
No, ladies first.
Sorry. All right. But yeah, I mean, I remember the first season. It was, I think, at that time when Pony was starting to become more popular. I was just like, no, this can't top the 80s. I refuse to watch it. And then, yeah, again, what you said that about the first two episodes of the first season, I was very surprised that it's actually pretty good. And I think at that point I just started to watch the whole first season, and now I'm here watching the second season, and I'm wondering to myself, I was like, what is the show has made me into?
I always wonder that every night as I'm like thinking to myself, what has this show made me into? And
I know, so, I wonder that sometimes too.
But you know, here's the thing with your girls, it's fine, because like, you know, it's a girls' show, and like sometimes like I respect, like, you know, I'm not saying anything bad, but it's like, I hate to say this while digging myself into a hole, but it's like, it's meant for girls. So it's like, you know, like I can see where you ladies are coming from. Because, you know, it hits that girly thing. I don't know. It has this girly, like, vibe. And like I said, I'm digging myself into a hole here. But the thing that I'm always surprised is, like, here I am, Mr. Testosterone, Mr. G.I. Joe for life, and all this stuff. And here I am watching My Little Pony.
It could be worse.
It could have been.
Yeah, I could be watching Strawberry Shortcake or something like that.
But yeah, I was just very shocked that this type of animation and the story and the characters, they're all likable, and I can see why it's such a good show, and that even though it's aimed for little girls, but you know, older people, adults like us, likes the show too.
I think one of the aspects that we gotta bear in mind, and I think this is what contributes mm-hmm. to it, is the fact that it just doesn't talk down to it. It doesn't talk down to kids.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
One of the smart things they did was they looked at it. And it's like they don't use slang. They don't have like their own like little language. No, they talk like normal. Yeah, they may change a little bit of things here and there. Like instead of saying everybody, say every pony. But it's like that. That's because that it's true. Like they're ponies, not people. Everybody, you know. Yeah, you get it. But it's like at the same time, you mm-hmm. know, you don't see them very much like being very. They don't really talk down, and like it's like very intelligent at times as well. Like you know, they don't like. There's no one that you know. You're like, oh god, why is this guy speaking like most cartoons?
Yeah, I was kind of shocked about these morals and lessons that they're teaching. You know, little kids, and I'm just like, wow, really? You're going yeah. through this subject? And I'm like. This is pretty deep, man, for a kid show. So,
I like that they do it without being preachy.
Yes, that's what I like about it too. Where it's just like it sinks in, like it sinks in the notion of what they're doing. It's like, oh, okay, I feel bad now. Instead of like, oh god, why are they hammering this moral to me? It's more like. Oh, that's what I'm supposed to be coming out of. It's okay, I feel bad now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there are some episodes that can get a little bit crazy, but in the end, it was just like, I'm like, oh, that's the moral, okay. I could stick with that, but okay.
Yeah. So, anything else you guys want to discuss from season one at all? Anything in particular?
I think we covered pretty much everything.
Yeah, because I think for me, I think everything else is that starting with season two, I think we're starting to see like you know I think they started breaking out of the mold and it started becoming like real like you can tell like the writers and everybody are starting to have fun with the show.
Oh yeah, I could totally see it. And
I mean, it's fun. Yeah. So, what are you guys' favorite episode so far from episode from season two, bearing lesson zero?
Putting your hoof down for obvious reasons.
Aww.
That's a fun one. You got this centaur who looks like the Rock.
The Minotaur, and he appears to essentially the Rocky theme.
Yeah.
I pity the fool.
Well, no, it's a rock, as in you smell what the rock is cooking.
Yeah, it is. And all the flashy lights and the goats. Yeah. Oh my god, those goats.
The goat, especially toward the end.
Oh, that's right.
Toward the end, the goats crack me up.
Oh.
Deb, my dear?
Yes?
What is your favorite episode so far?
Oh my gosh. I think so far it's Read It and Weep.
Oh, that's a fun one.
Yeah, that is a fun one because I'm just kind of like, oh, there's Indiana Jones references and there is a good moral. You know, read a book.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. And, you know, it kind of give Rainbow Dash a more, I guess, character development. You know, is. Yeah, I know she's more than being a rebellious or strong-headed and a bit of a, you know, a bit of a jerk sometimes, but it kind of proves that, she, you know, people like her can actually, well, can read. And any pony can read. Any
mm-hmm.
pony. So, I can't believe I said that. So.
That's fine. I dug myself in a hole once. Yeah. We'll join in together.
So this is gonna be like a check mark or something.
That's fine.
Just
that's
saying,
fine.
Any
pony. We're all friends here.
Yeah, so, we're all good.
We are.
As for me, my favorite one. It's because I like these episodes with these characters. It's the Cutie Pox episode. I really like any episode with the Cutie Mark with any of the Cutie Mark Crusaders. And I just start like. I don't know why. They always crack me up. They're so adorable as well. But it's like, I like
yeah, they're fun.
Like, I like the fact it's like the at one point, like it has one of my favorite lines where with Sweetie Belle, she's getting all these cutie marks all over the place, and then she starts speaking French, and Applejack's like, "Quick, you gotta help my sister. She's speaking fancy."
I guess that is fancy talk.
He's speaking fancy. So, and overall, I was like, that's just really funny. Like, and yeah, it's a really fun show. And like I said, I bear lesson zero because I think that's I think that episode we start to see like the writers realize that they become self-aware. Like they were like a neural net CPU that was connected to Skynet, and they realized, wait a minute, we can do more with the show. So like that episode, like the reason why I bared it is because like I wanted to get you guys' thoughts, because like that was like I think like the biggest turning point when it came to everything. So what are you guys' thoughts on that particular episode?
I'm trying to remember back.
Me too.
It's the one where Twilight Sparkle goes crazy because she hasn't written to Princess.
Oh god, Disney it's and... that one.
Yeah. Oh yes.
Oh wow. I think at that point when when the show became more popular per se, especially with people like us, and they've actually noticed, you know, we like the show, and I'm guessing they're trying to experiment it around, but yeah, it kind of caught me off guard on that episode. I'm like, oh wow, this is crazy, but I'm just gonna try and bear with it. I didn't really expect Twilight to, you know, go snap and, oh my gosh, I need the letter, I need to do this, and I need to do that,
Yeah, she basically goes off the deep end. I've seen it theorized that because it was so soon after Return of Harmony, the two-parter with Discord, that maybe there was something lingering with Twilight Sparkle in terms of that kind of lingering psychology, her being seeming a little bit nutty, and maybe that's just the residual from that.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
But I think it's like, for me, I interpret it as like, well, all the ponies in, like, all the main six, I get that, everyone get that joke, main six. Everyone in the main six has some sort of like, well, they have some, like, not to say fundamental flaw, but they have like this, like, part to them where it's just like, they become obsessive as to a certain degree. And like for Twilight, it's like you don't really notice that until that episode. And
you're right, actually.
And you see that, and you're like, holy crap, like take a chill pill there, Twilight. Oh man, because he took it like the worst. Like,
yeah.
And with Fluttershy, we see that in Best Night Ever, where she is like very, like, she doesn't want to get the attention. Like, the adults are not giving her all the attention. She's like, love me.
Yeah, Fluttershy will tend to do that.
Yeah.
And Rarity,
angry,
she's like, oh my
Fluttershy's
god.
Scary.
Oh my god, this is not fabulous enough. Oh. she's very veiny at times. Rainbow Dash, she's very obsessive about her persona. Like, she has to maintain like this persona. I guess the only one that doesn't have like a fundamental flaw is Applejack. if we really start to analyze it psychologically, like she hasn't snapped like everybody else. Well, we can argue sometimes too, Rainbow Dash, but Rainbow Dash, it's like, I would see her instead of like self-destructing, I think she'd be the one that's like, she would keep it cool. But like, yeah, I think
yeah.
out of everyone,
yeah.
Rainbow Dash, well, Applejack is the one that seems to be like, she has to have her stuff in check. So with that, which who is your favorite pony of the group?
Too many count.
Way too many.
Way too many count.
Right, so let's start from here then. Who's your favorite like main six?
Okay, that would reduce it a bit.
Yes.
My is it? Can it be one?
No, you can.
Can it be one or many?
You can say as many as you want. Same with you, Andrea.
Okay.
Just like both of them.
All right. For the main six wise, it's yeah, obviously Rainbow Dash. She reminds me of Stan. every time when she said something, I just mark it off. I'm like, yep, that's what Stan would say. It's Rainbow Dash, Pinkie Pie, and Fluttershy. Those are my three favorites. So, Andrea?
Yeah, Fluttershy would be my favorite, followed by Twilight Sparkle and Rarity. And I especially like the closeness that Rarity and Fluttershy have. It's a very sweet friendship right there.
That's for me. I'm more of like I mentioned this before when we were doing another show, that I always tend to go with characters that I can like relate to. In this case, I relate a lot with myself with Pinkie Pie, because like you know we both want to make everybody happy around us. Like sometimes we tend to not like sometimes we go a little bit beyond our barriers sometimes, but like we put ourselves out there for us to see everybody else smile. So, not only that, she cracks me up sometimes. Let's not be around the bush. She cracks me up. Second only would be Rarity, because like she cracks me up whenever she's being extremely veiny. Like, oh, I want to die. when she shows off the dress, it's like, oh my god, I couldn't stop laughing at that scene. And then I guess third would be Rainbow Dash, because like you know. Just like you know, she's only 20% cooler whenever I have to add in Rainbow Dash into anything.
Yep.
So, how about like background, like secondary character wise?
Background characters.
Like not even background characters. Let's do it like this. How about anybody with a line?
Oh God. Actually, some of the. Secondary or, you know, even back characters. Actually, most of them are related to Applejack's family. Oh my god. Mine was Brayburn. I love Brayburn. I wish he would come back more episodes. And Granny Smith.
Granny Smith is... Yeah. I like her.
Yeah, I mean, because that episode just... totally remind me of my grandma, and I really missed her every time
yeah.
I watch the episode. But it's just like, but really, she's a really awesome character, and she has the most awesome backstory for a secondary background character, whatnot. So,
well, her story encompasses also Applejack's. So, Andrea.
One of my favorite background characters is probably Miss Cheerilee.
Oh, I like Miss Cheerilee.
Yes, I like Miss Cheerilee. She's very sweet. I also like Big Mac.
Yep.
he is probably one of the few characters who doesn't really have to say anything to just crack me up.
Yeah, no, it's just like when he started talking in that episode when the cutie mark gave him that potion, I was like, holy crap, stop it! You're supposed to say just yup.
I know. And then a third favorite. Do I have a third favorite? I'd say probably Mr. and Mrs. Cake.
Aww,
they're fun too. I like them.
Yeah. And the baby. And their babies are so sweet.
Aw, the babies. The babies.
Yeah.
Ain't that the cutest little... Oh, God, they're flying and they're teleporting and, oh, God, our mess.
I know,
oh,
it's
kid.
So funny.
Oh, kids.
You kids with your teleporting and your mutant wings on your back. I keep telling people McDonald's keeps screwing up kids. They give them mutant powers now.
Well, that explains it. And reducing the fries.
Yes. But as for me, I guess the only characters I would say that I really like background wise is like I mentioned earlier, the Cutie Mark Crusaders. I really like the three of them because like it reminds me of my nieces. Like they're just trying to do so much just to be like the rest of them, and I keep on telling them, don't worry about it. You know, you don't have to be like everybody else. You can find your own thing, and I find them adorable. I like a lot of their schemes a lot. It's really funny, and yeah.
Wow. Wow.
I know.
What else can we cover?
We're only a couple of episodes left before the season ends. So are you guys waiting for like the end of the season with what they're hyping up with the season finale?
Oh my god, the wedding!
Yeah, wedding. That's gonna be interesting. I think it looks like they're gonna be fun episodes. But it'll be a little sad that oh my gosh, we're already through two seasons.
Yeah.
And they're talking. What it sounds like they're gonna come back for the third season, which makes me very happy.
Oh yeah, they did announce quite a while ago, which is just like I'm like, wow, it's almost over. I mean, it went by so fast, and
it really did.
Oh gosh, yeah. One thing that kind of shocked me is like, wait, Twilight has a brother?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's gonna be very interesting to explain. Yeah. Yeah, I thought she'd be like an only child who's just a bookworm and and just relies on books and all that jazz.
Yeah, as for me, it's like I'm reading some of the synopsis and it could be really fun. And then I saw like a little promo and I'm like, oh, like the promo actually hypes up to be like a really good season finale. It has a two-parter.
Yeah.
I agree. It's really shaping up to be something fun.
Mm.
Yeah, and so, like, any other thoughts on everything? Like, anything else from the show you guys want to bring up?
From the show? I mean, I know there are a few episodes left, and I still haven't seen the current episode yet. Which was the Hurricane Fluttershy.
Okay, so that makes three of us that haven't seen it.
Really? Ah, oh, dang it.
Yeah, I need the chance to watch that myself.
I completely spaced out because I'm playing a new game and I'm like, oh, there's a new episode? I'll come back to it later.
I've only seen a little bit of the ending, but I'm just like, okay, now I need to see the rest of the show. Episode and catch up. But yeah, I really can't wait for season 3 and god, and just hopefully the last of the few episodes would be interesting. I haven't read the other episodes that I guess the background stories. So
okay, the next couple episodes are as followed. Let's see, Ponyville Confidential. In order to become a gossip columnist in their school newspaper, the Cutie Mark Crusaders adopt the name Gabby Gums. When they land a job, their happy is cut short by the pain they cause other ponies with their hurtful stories. The next episode after that is MM Mystery Friendship Express. A cake Pinkie Pie is guarding for a contest is ruined on the way to Canterlot, and an investigation begins.
Oh, dear God.
And then the last two is the Canterlot wedding.
Wow.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun end of the season.
Yeah.
And I think, what's the guy who played Discord? I keep blanking out on his name. But didn't he say he was going to come back at before the end of the season?
Yeah, you're right, actually. Huh.
So that's going to be kind of cool to see him. Yeah, to see him come back.
Worst wedding crusher ever.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
So, I guess continuing on with the show, Any particular songs you ladies like?
For the second season?
Or any of the seasons?
Oh god, I guess the one song that always gets to my head was Winter Wrap Up, but. I think, I think anything with Fluttershy is always adorable.
What was that song that with Rainbow Dash about the animals? What was the name of that one? Hold on. I got it right here.
Not sure if there's a title, but,
I don't think there was a title either, but it's like, that was a really fun song.
Yeah, but really, it's just Winter Wrap Up.
It literally is called Finding a Pet Song.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. That was just so funny.
That was hilarious. Yeah. Oh, gosh, and the contest and everything. But, I think the only song that always keeps me getting back was Winter Wrap Up. I always kept humming it to it. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of songs are, like, catchy, but I guess Winter Wrap Up always, like, keeps sticking in my mind.
Alrighty then. Andrea, do you have any particular song you like from any of the seasons?
It's kind of hard to just pick one. It's just, I've heard quite a few. I seem to remember the Cutie Mark Crusaders singing something when they are having some kind of music during a Hearts of Hooves Day. So that was really cute.
Oh, no, yeah, I like that song where they're talking about, it's called Hearts Carol.
That's right, I like that one.
So they're talking about, like, the perfect match for it, there's a perfect match for anyone.
Yeah, that's one, I like that, it's cute.
Yeah, that's a really good one, I liked it. That's a funny one, that's a fun one, too.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember, because, like, I don't really, like, music to me and My Little Pony just goes one year through the next, because I was like, I'm more, like, you know, more occupied on things that they're doing more than the music. But like I said, the perfect pet song is the one that I find myself, like, it pops into my head a lot, because it's like, I don't know, it's just catchy. It's a really catchy song. I find myself saying, cool, you know, no, a little bit better, you know, larger but cooler. I don't know why I keep on doing stuff like that. I keep saying stuff like that. But like I said, like, to me, it's like it's one year to the next with a lot of these songs. So unfortunately, I really can't really pinpoint one in particular for myself. So, yeah. So, anything you guys want to see in like a season 3?
I'd like to see more Princess Luna, if it's possible.
Ooh, please do. And Celestia.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be pretty interesting.
Celestia. it's just a
day of princess duties.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, like, that'd be.
And how she finds ways to like just find a way to dick around with everyone.
Yeah.
That's her day. It's like, how do I, like, you know, I gotta be a princess, but I gotta have some fun while I'm at it. So, like, how many banana peels can I put on the floor before someone slips?
Oh, wow.
Anything you want to see expanded upon?
I'm trying to think. It's just, they did a lot of things for season 2, so,
Yeah, they really did, and they do tend to wrap things up really neatly, so it's hard to say.
Yeah, very.
That's one thing that I think I find interesting is just like My Little Pony. It's like when we got to the end of season 1, it seemed everything had wrapped up. But then when we got to season 2, like, oh, it's Discord, and then like that seems to be like the overarching thing throughout the season. And it seems like judging from like what everything's leading up to, I think they're gonna. I think we're getting too like you know, like it's gonna come full circle by the end of the season. So, but so maybe by season three, like it'll begin with some sort of new big threat, and then that becomes the overarching story while they do like random stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, they did. They did fill up a lot of stuff.
They really did. Yeah. It's hard, that's why it's so hard to pinpoint just one or two things.
Wow. I can't. I got nothing.
Yeah.
I was going to say, any particular character you want them to focus on, but it's like they have to focus on everyone.
Yeah.
I know Brightburn only like showed up one episode, and that was it, so...
I had heard initially that they were going to have a Big Mac focused episode, and then they axed it. I'd love to see them bring that back again.
That would be pretty cool.
I think the Big Mac focused episode was gonna ended up being, you know, the episode where he and Cheryl Lee are trying to get hooked up by Hearts and Hooves Day. I think I heard rumors that at one point they wanted to do something with Trixie.
Yeah, that would have been fun.
So, oh yeah, they did mention about it.
They mentioned it many times that the producers were trying to like try to do something with Trixie. So I don't know what the end result is gonna be. So it's like I think they're gonna do something eventually with Trixie getting towards season three, because I think now they're starting to realize you can tell it like the transition from between season one and season two, like things like they're starting to become a little bit more self aware about what the fans want. So I'm pretty sure by season three we're gonna start seeing a lot more of like you know of stuff like that they want to put in that the fans and the producers want to do as well. So. So that's what's happening. So I guess we can talk about the toys now. I guess if anybody else doesn't want to bring up anything else from the cartoon.
Oh yeah, speaking of the toys, I know this came out a while ago. I know a second wave of toys is coming out in, I believe, this December.
December? That's a long way.
Yeah. It was either somewhere between fall or December, but I that's what I'm guessing.
I think we're not earlier than that.
But I'm not... So I have no idea when they're going to release, but I know they releasing a proper color of Celestia. Surprisingly, they're bringing Nightmare Moon, they're bringing Trixie, they're bringing the DJ Pony, and I know they're releasing some of the other main six with the proper hair. And,
wow, that would be nice. That would be nice to have that recolor.
Yeah, oh yeah, they're bringing Luna, of course.
Yay!
Yeah.
And also,
so
wasn't she also in that list as well?
Who?
Sakura. Sakura, yeah.
Sakura, yeah. Sakura's gonna be there. I think it's a glow in a dark Sakura type of dealie,
something like
that. I thought that's pretty neat. I love Sakura. I know she appears in some background parts, but
yeah, she's a fun character. She's actually another of my favorites.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
and yeah, I think that was one huge wave for now. So
the toy expert didn't like I saw those pictures myself at when I was looking through like the stuff at Toy Fair. And they didn't have really no definitive date from what I can recall.
Really? Huh.
Yeah. So they
somebody mentioned it like in a certain, you know, month or whatever. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Can't wait. But
yeah,
they didn't say exact date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No exact dates yet, but you know, with because the thing is with even with toys in general, like, even if I talk about, like, you know, like, one of the things that me and Stan talk about a lot is Transformers Prime, and those Transformers Prime toys that were supposed to be out, like, in March, the beginning of March, but we've seen stuff early, at, like, late January, we've seen them already out in stores, so it's like, you know, who knows what about that wave of My Little Pony toys, or if that's how they're gonna, like, or if they're gonna spread them out for, like, the rest of the year or something.
Hmm. So, yeah, no, I... Oh, gosh. I mean... Okay, I don't know whether to be shameful or not, but I do have a small collection of the Friendship is Magic My Little Pony toys.
I want some of those. Those are fun!
Yeah,
there's worse things that you could have.
No, it was just like... At first I wasn't sure... Myself, I was like, should I get them? They're so cute. And then, you know, it was just like, okay, the price is not bad. And I just kind of caved in. I just bought one. I was like, okay, one wouldn't hurt. And then I bought another one, and another one, and another one. And yeah, sooner or later, I think I got one of the blind bag ponies from Vic.
I got one of those as well.
Oh yeah, you got the Pinkie Pie one.
Yeah, it's not Pinkie Pie. It's like Peachy Pie or Pink or like you know butterscotch or something like that. it's some weird thing. Since I think like what they do with a lot of those figures is like they have like the main six. And then, like, it's whatever variation of the main six after that. Like, it's like, oh, it's, you know, butterscotch. I don't even know why I got that butterscotch joke from.
What's up? Oh, my God.
You're about to say something, my dear?
Yeah, I actually got one of the extra that, I guess that's either from Applejack or Pinkie Pie, but I got, Honey Buzz. I don't know, some of those extra ponies look pretty cool. So I really want to get Feather May, but yeah, some of those ponies are kinda a little hard to find, surprisingly.
Yeah, because they pick them up as soon as possible. Oh, she is I think the derivative of that particular one, I think she is supposed to be a derivative of Fluttershy.
Oh, really? Huh.
Yeah. I'm looking at photos right now. It's like, oh, I think she is. I'm not 100% sure, though. But, yeah, I Googled it. So what? So, which ones do you own, Deb?
I have... let's see. I had the Fluttershy playset, the Pinkie Pie playset, and the Rainbow Dash playset. And of course, when I mentioned the Honey Buzz, I do want to get Feather May and Cupcake. I did sell a Cheerly around Target, but that it disappeared. So, like, dang it. I wanted to get that one too. And I did yoink some of the McDonald's ones. those cheap plastic painted kids meal figures that came out.
I was wondering the assumption those figures were just like recolors of the blind pack ones.
Well, it had some of the main six and surprisingly Cheerily and supposedly Lily Blossom Force or Derpy, I guess. Yeah, and
I thought that was supposed to be Trixie.
Really? Oh wow.
I'm not 100% sure. So it's like, I'm pretty sure some purist is gonna come after us when we said that.
Oh my gosh. I guess that's what I'm guessing what it is. Let's see. Yeah, they didn't have Twilight Sparkle actually. Yeah. But yeah, that's like my Tiny Pony collection. That's what I have so far. Yeah, it's relatively small, and I've seen huge pony collections from other communities, but yeah, I'm just like, I just get shocked. I'm like, dude, where did you get that? I was like, oh, I got this pony from Target or Walmart or, you know, any other store.
Yeah. Well, for me, I don't really pick up that much pony myself. Like, the only pony I got is that, you know, that butterscotch that Vic gave me for Christmas. I'm like, hey, butterscotch.
Oh.
I couldn't, like, it was one of those things
where I have an old butterscotch from years and years ago.
Oh, wow.
Oh, is it a real pony? What?
Oh, that would be nice. That would be very nice.
Wait, hold on. I got it right here. I'm going to, like, confirm this right now just to make sure I got this right.
Go ahead. Oh, wow.
Okay, I got her right here in my hand. Her name is Peachy Pie.
That's Peachy Pie.
Yeah.
Peachy Pie.
Loves baking sweet treats for her friends. Treats. She always tests out new recipes and tries them out. So she tries to. So let me get this straight. She tries to murder her friends by making, like, poisonous, like, you know, food. Is that her gimmick?
Oh my gosh. But yeah, I think. Oh god, I think Honey Buzz has some sort of a background, but oh god, I wish I kept the cover, but I didn't. Actually, the little blind back pony, one of them that Vic gave me was Sky Wishes, I think. I think her background was just to wishing their, you know, to her friends to smile or have fun or something like that.
That's about right.
Yeah. And I know it was Skywish is I think a copy of Rainbow Dash, a repainted one. So yeah,
that sounds about right.
Yeah. Yep. Well, at least Skywish has some of my favorite colors, so.
Yeah, she's. I'm looking at her right now. She's, like, pink on, like, purple, but, like, the majority of her is pink, and then she has, like, what, like, magenta?
Yeah.
And I think the cutie mark is like a kite.
A kite?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think. So,
and yeah, there it is.
Yeah, so like I said, that's the only one I got myself of those is just this random one that Victoria gave me. I'm like, hey, it's a pony, and I'm like, I try to avoid these things like the plague, but it somehow found me. It's like,
yeah, it did.
It's like the mafia, man. You try to run away from it, but it just drags you back in. Like, really bad.
It does.
So, but that's the only thing I own of My Little Pony that I physically own, it concerning any toy myself, because, so, that's pretty much about it for me concerning all the, concerning anything with merch, because, like, again, I'm trying to maintain face here. Like, I gotta maintain the Ramsey's persona somehow. And if they see I have a My Little Pony here, it's like people, like my family or some of my friends are like, "What is wrong with you?"
Here's a hint, everybody. Mail Ramsey's My Little Ponies.
Oh my gosh, we need to spread the news.
So, Andrea, my dear, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Building up.
So, okay.
So have you picked up any merch from My Little Pony Friendship is Magic? Any toys?
I've been
in particular.
Not yet. I have my eye on a few figure, few of the toys, a few of the t-shirts, things like that. But so far, nothing. I'm probably when I'm a little bit better in terms of fundage, I'll probably do that.
So you haven't even picked any of the blind packs at all?
I don't even know where to pick those up.
Yeah, those tend to like run out really quick at like Walmart and stuff like that. Because like whenever I try to find any, I'm like, ugh, empty. Okay.
Yeah.
What's up with the Transformers?
Yeah, really.
I'm like, let's see if they have any Thundercats. Nope. Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
Hey, Lionel with Lockjaw.
Oh,
ow. That's bad.
I'll tell you guys later about that. No, it's literally like the new. They have this new Lionel toy. His mouth is like gaping wide open. Like, hey, he's got Lockjaw.
Ow.
Oh.
Anyways, this is My Little Pony, though. Thundercats talk is next week.
That's true. That's fun.
So you haven't picked up any of the toys, anything like that, Andrea?
Not yet. Like I said, probably when I'm a little bit better in terms of money, I'll go on a pony shopping spree.
Awesome. So, I guess I just mentioned merch earlier. So, have you guys picked up anything outside of the toys?
Not that I know of right now.
Anything that gets your attention, like Andrea does?
For pony wise, I still regrettably there's this. I remember the booth in WonderCon. It was something fine.com, and they were selling some merchandise.
Those were the t-shirts I wanted to get, especially the Fluttershy ones.
They were the t-shirts, those bags. Oh my gosh. I really wanted those bags too. And since I couldn't go to Sunday and, grab a bag or something, That's one of the things I'm kind of regretting right now. Hopefully they'll come around in Comic-Con. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Just crossing fingers for that. So, other than that, I'm just waiting for the second wave to come over. And that's all I have.
Yeah.
How about you, Andrea? Anything that, since you said you haven't bought anything... anything you want to elaborate on as to what caught your attention that you want to buy?
I like some of the pony t-shirts, like somethingfine.com had. They had some really neat Pony Tron crossover shirts that are very cool. They had this really pretty Fluttershy one that I really want to get, where it's, how do I describe it? It's almost like a watercolor-looking Fluttershy, and it was just very pretty.
Ooh.
They had one for, I guess, each of the main six.
I gotta check that one out next time.
I think I've seen that one, the Tron one, myself. I really enjoy that one. As for me, I don't really have... I got one piece of merch, but I happened to fall upon it by accident more than anything. Deb knows the story very well. Deb knows the story really well, but,
that one. Yeah, go on.
So, the only piece of merch I own, technically, is this sock. How I acquired the sock is kind of questionable in way of I got it. So, there we were. Waiting for our panels to start so we can start setting up. And right around the area where we were waiting, we found this sock. And I asked around, hey, does this belong to anyone? No one claimed it. No one claimed it at all. So I was like, free sock. And then I decided, well, I got this DS. I need to protect it somehow. So now I use it to protect the outer casing. So I just slip in this sock to essentially protect my DS.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, I guess that's the only piece of merch that I can say that I own. Indeed.
Yep.
Yeah.
I guess we can talk about like how it's affecting other people other than us, or us, how it's affecting My Little Pony, this new Friendship is Magic kind of thing. So the Friendship is Magic, how it's affecting us in more ways than just buying merchandise and buying the toys and watching the cartoons. So is there anything external you guys want to talk about, like cosplay or like doing like some weird things, like, you know, you get pieces of art or anything you guys have been up to using My Little Pony?
Oh, sure. the cosplay is definitely fun.
Yeah, I really definitely love the cosplay, and yeah, I met a lot of people with the My Little Pony gatherings, and some people were really super nice, and yeah, they were polite, and yeah, I just had fun with it and being in character.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, just meeting other people who did pony cosplay. There really weren't many at WonderCon this year, which kind of surprised me, but the few that I met were really nice. They weren't elitist. They weren't rude.
That's what I've noticed. There isn't really that contingency at all. There isn't, like, you know, any way with their noses up in the air kind of thing. That's the thing I've noticed about My Little Pony, that everyone's united, it seems. Like, it's the first time I've seen such a thing where it's just like, I don't really get this impression from anyone that there's like this elitist group or anything like that. It's all just fine.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. I've actually joined into, there's a live journal community of My Little Pony, and there are updates about toys and whatnot, and there's actually interesting, I guess, conversations about the shows or about the characters, and to me, yeah, they were really, really nice, and they were polite, and of course, the moderators don't want to bring any, I guess, so-called drama, and, you know, they're just pretty, I guess, strict about it. It's just like, okay, please please be considerate about this person with this subject, and yeah, it was just, yeah, I haven't, like, jumped in the community with any fandom for quite a long time, and so, yeah, there are just times that, you know, there's always, like, a few downers with the community, but overall, I had a very positive aspect with the whole community of My Little Pony.
Yeah.
So. Andrea, are you about to say something?
Yeah. So that was my big thing with WonderCon. I really didn't see a whole lot of My Little Pony themed stuff. I was surprised that because of Lauren Faust and probably some of the other folks in charge of it being there.
Yeah, that's the thing that surprised me too. It's like, you know, WonderCon, you know, all these people are here, but, you know, they're either trying to downplay a lot of it. I don't know. And not only that,
yeah,
too. Not only that, too, but it's like, you know, I was assuming because they underestimated the space that a lot of people had. So it's like it's a lot. There's a lot of things that went into it. That's a problem.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So since you guys went to WonderCon, like, what did you guys think, like, My Little Pony wise of what was happening, of the little, very little things that you guys saw or did?
I actually saw those two cosplayers who cosplayed the Cutie Mark Crusaders. They're pretty adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so cute. I met them, and I haven't really met a lot of My Little Pony cosplayers, surprisingly, but I mean, I did saw Lauren Faust a couple of times, but I kind of still regretting I never got an autograph from her.
Aww.
Yeah, I've seen the long line was pretty huge, so, and the closing time was pretty close, so, eh.
Yeah, they really didn't have her there very long. I mean, as contrast, Jonan Vasquez, Slave Labor Graphics, was signing autographs on and off all weekend.
Oh, wow.
And they only had her there for like an hour. That just seemed really a little unfair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, that's just one of the things I'm kind of regretting. I'm like, it's the creator of My Little Pony and, you know, other wonderful shows that she created. And yeah. But yeah, it's just, I guess Saturday was, I thought, you know, I expected Saturday to be, have, you know, full of My Little Pony cosplays. And plus,
I know. Since that, the panel. That really did surprise me.
Yeah. Since the panel was the young, at the DC Comics Universe panel. I'm sorry.
DC Nation.
I'm derping. DC Nations. I'm derping. The DC Nations that, I mean, it's like Lauren Faust in bold letters, and I'm like, oh god, there's gonna be a lot of fans, and yeah, I'm just like, wow, I don't see any look of it.
Yeah, very, or the fans that they did have, they were very very minimal, or they were pretty low-key.
Yeah, they're just hiding their power levels. And
well, I would assume just, also because it was like raining really hard, and like they're like, oh man, it's raining, cats and dogs out here, it's biblical mm-hmm. stuff out here.
And donuts. Raining donuts.
Yeah, so it's like, there's a lot of factors going into a lot of this. So, is there anything else you guys want to bring up? Anything at all that you guys want to talk about from My Little Pony Friendship is Magic, or even My Little Pony in general that you guys want to, like, have a few, that you guys have? Because the floor is all yours. This is all. This is your show tonight, ladies and ladies.
I remember there was one episode from season two.
I think we covered pretty much.
Yeah. Everything. Oh really?
I mean, there's bound to be something you guys want to discuss, you know? Because. Yeah, I mean, I really had, like, it's very rare that I have this kind of discussion with anyone, period. So it's like, here I am, I'm like, I'm finally having this discussion where I don't feel like the outsider looking from the inside. I feel like I belong somewhere.
Well, you're not alone, Rams.
And I'm pretty sure a lot of people are not alone also, so, is that it?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Alrighty, well. Well, I guess that's it for the show then. So, I'm Ramsey Rivera.
And Deb.
And I'm Andrea.
And we'll see you all next time.
Okay, so which one of us wants to free stand?
Oh man, let's get the rope.
Yep.
Oh, we were supposed to free stand?
Oh, that's true. Come on, guys, let's go get ice cream.
Yeah.
Sweet, I like ice cream.
Ice cream!
Ice cream!